My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network, back with a brand new episode on the week that we found out that Disney are going to be getting another new cruise ship next year. It's called The Believe. Will Cher be the fairy godmother? Also, it's the weekend that Disneyland Paris reopens the studio parks as Disney Adventure World, and today's guest, who we'll speak to in just a few minutes, as well as being a big fan of Walt Disney World, we'll talk Walt Disney World with Isla, but also she has literally just come back from a preview of the brand new Frozen Land in Paris. So we'll chat to Isla in just a bit. And if you're heading over to Disney World for the Easter holidays, everything that's going on, everything you need to know, don't forget you can follow us on the socials at Pod Magical. If you want to send me a message because you want to be a guest or you've got any questions, please do. Hello to Kat, who says, we'll be going back to Walt Disney World for the first time in 8 years. Now, last time we went, we got magic bands waiting for us at check-in. Is it still possible to order magic bands? I know you can't get free ones anymore. No is the answer. But yeah, I remember the first time I went, you got to the reception, you checked in, and they gave you a little box, had your magic band in. And I know that you can pre-order them online, and they can either be delivered to your home or you can pick them up from your resort. However, that's only if you live in America. I don't know why it's only America, but that's the way it is. But here in the UK, unfortunately, you can't pre-order or even pay for a magic band before you go to be waiting for you on reception. You can get one when you get there and they'll link it for you. Or if you've been before, you can just use your old ones. I think the old ones will still work, I think. So if you've been before, if you've got a really old magic band, see if you can go onto your My Disney Experience and link that. But don't worry, because when you check in, they'll give you the card, your good room card, which you can use to get in the parks as well. And, you know, if you want to use your iPhone to get in and out of the parks or the room, you can do that. And then you can, you know, choose. There's so many Magic Band pluses to choose from, and then they'll link that up for you. But unfortunately, the days of getting a Magic Band waiting for you at check-in, especially a free one, they are well gone. Thank you for your question, though, Kat. Have a good time. Let me know any questions you have about Disney World, or if you're about to go or you've just come back and you'd like to be a guest, love to chat to you about your trip. Drop me a message at Pod Magical. We need to crack on with our guest because I think she'd be... Well, do you get jet lag from Paris, Isla?
I don't know. I know her. Nah, I'll be fine.
All right. But you literally landed back in the UK last night.
Sure did.
So you went to Disneyland Paris.
I did, yes. An extreme day trip.
An extreme day trip. So what time did you leave in the morning? Where did you fly from? Where did you fly to? What did you do?
So I was up at 3:30 a.m. to be at Edinburgh Airport for 4:30 a.m. to get the 6 a.m. flight to Charles de Gaulle. Yeah. And then, yeah, get the train from Charles de Gaulle straight into the parks. And we got the 10:30 p.m. plane home back to Scotland.
Wow. But you are a Disneyland Paris annual pass holder.
Yes, I am, again.
How often do you get to go over then, just for the day or longer?
This is the second day trip we've done this year, but it's my fifth trip to Paris this year that we've done.
Your fifth trip to Paris this year, and we're still only in March?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we're going to talk about the new, I always get it wrong, Adventure World.
Adventure World, yes.
Adventure World, which opens this weekend. What is it, Saturday?
Sunday opens.
I knew it was this weekend, so it's still studios for the moment. It's going to be Adventure World. Not to be confused with Adventureland, which is part of Disneyland Park.
Yeah,
major confusing. So very confusing. But you've been on the new Frozen ride and everything. But you have been on the podcast before many, many years ago. So let's just rewind a little bit last time around. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you got engaged at Walt Disney World?
I did, yes. Correct, engaged. Then we got married, and then we went back on our honeymoon to Walt Disney World.
Okay, so you've been back quite a few times since you were on the podcast last.
Yeah, twice back to Walt Disney World, and then I've lost, I think I'm on trip in total 18 to Paris in 3 years. So I've definitely lost count of where and when.
But you're going to be going to Florida a lot more because you bought DVC on your last trip.
No, we gave in, yes.
You gave in? What made you swing that way to become
a... It didn't take a lot of convincing. We'd done the tour on our honeymoon in 2022 around Riviera and fell in love with it. But I think the times just weren't quite right financially and all the rest of it. So when we went back in November last year, we'd done the tour. We found ourselves on the tour again. Oh dear, by accident, fell into it. And yeah, it wasn't me that needed the convincing. It was the husband. But he was pretty on it this time. He was like, let's just do it. Let's just save the money in the long run. So yeah, just bit the bullet.
It is when you start thinking about how much you've spent on hotels and you Absolutely. Think, well, we're going to go here every year, maybe twice, maybe three times a year. It's hard at first to take that huge commitment. Yes. But when you start, because we joined 2019, literally before the pandemic, which is probably the worst time because we've been going for about 2-3 years.
Yeah.
But like, When you look back, and we had a week in Hawaii at Alani, and you go, right, this is... Because when you look at how much Alani is just to pay for a hotel, it kind of... You go, yeah, this is the right decision. As long as you can afford it and your finances are right. But yeah, so where's your home resort, Riviera?
It is Riviera. We actually done our tour the second time round Wilderness Lodge because that's our favourite resort in Disney World, and we would have liked like Copper Creek. But it did actually work out more expensive, and obviously Wilderness Lodge is a wee bit further out.
Yeah.
So, and then when we were staying in November, we're actually staying at Pop Century on a Skyliner resort, and I think that helped sell it.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were like, yeah, we'll take Riviera purely for the Skyliner resort, and it's funnily enough the cheapest DVC resort just now, even though it's the newest. So
yeah, because they've got so many rooms to sell. Oh, I think Alani might be a little bit cheaper, but they'll just be selling that forever because it's Hawaii, and who can go to Hawaii like
exactly.
at the drop of you can go to Florida at the drop of a hat, to be honest, but Hawaii's just a little bit further. So since you were on last, let's just recap some of your favorite things, because they might have changed over four or 5 years. Where is your favorite resort now? Is it Riviera now that you own there? Does it have to be there?
No, I would say for the look, it's probably still Wilderness Lodge. We just love how homey it is with the big fireplace, and yeah, just the feeling around there. We did do one night at Animal Kingdom Lodge when we got our points, just to practice using them, you know, while we were out there. So we spent one night there and had a Savannah view room, and that was also incredible. But we are very much looking forward to staying in the Riviera on our next trip and actually being able to enjoy the facilities there and maybe, fall in love with that one.
Yeah, the secret is, now you're a DVC member, if you can, try and get a night or two club level at Animal Kingdom, because there's only Animal Kingdom that's got club level with DVC points. But if you put a wait list in there for one or two nights, it's definitely worth it.
Okay.
Cold juice mimosas all day long.
Oh gosh, dangerous.
So what about your favourite attraction? What was it before? What is it now? Can you remember?
I think I said to you before, it's probably Flight of Passage. It's absolutely changed to Tiana's Bayou Adventure, because I love Tiana. Yeah, she's my favourite, and I was really excited for the new overlay, and I hadn't got to ride it obviously until last year, and it was amazing. I forgot how long that ride was.
It's long, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I realised when it was the old Splash Mountain just how long it was, but obviously when you're following that storyline of the Bayou, it was so good. So that's a favourite.
So when it was Splash Mountain, the original, were you not as much a fan? Was it like, it's okay, but now it's Tiana and she's swayed
you? Exactly. It was, the ride's good. I like the drop at the end. We'll go on it for the thrill, but, can take it or leave it. As soon as they put her on it, that's me. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, that music is just, it's the best Disney film for music.
Amazing.
Definitely. Favourite restaurant?
Probably unchanged. We are a sucker for Sanaa. We love the bread service. The two of us, me and my husband, are obsessed with the bread service. So we love going there. We tried Boma for the first time, which was also incredible. But I've fallen in love with a very certain breakfast at Satouli Canteen. It's very random, tried it, and it's become my new obsession. You know, the thing you think about for your next trip. But it's the blueberry mousse French toast that they do at Satouli Canteen. If you've not tried it for breakfast, you must.
Right, okay, because they kind of had breakfast and then they took it away, but they brought it back over the last, it was towards the end of last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think as long as you're there before, it's either 10:30 or 11 o'clock. So we made mad. I seen someone with it and it was too late to order it because they'd sat down with it and by that time it was kind of normal menu had resumed, which is also fantastic at Satouli Canteen. Quick service.
So here's what I'm thinking. I'm going to rope drop first day. I'm going to rope drop Animal Kingdom to do Flight of Passage.
And then straight into there.
Do I do Flight of Passage and then go straight into there?
Absolutely.
Or do a Flight of Passage and then Navi River and then go straight into there, depending on what the queue's like for Navi River? Because you can get early for Flight of Passage, you can get off that and get on Navi, but like a 10, 15-minute wait sometimes, can't you?
This is true, and it's sometimes worth just ticking them off, because we noticed that we managed to rope drop Flight of Passage, and we were never that fussed about Navi. We do love it. We just like, it's pretty, isn't it? It's all
yeah.
It's, yeah. But we were never going to wait more than kind of half an hour, 40 minutes to do it.
Agree.
So yeah, if you can get on it under half hour wait, then great. You can tick it off and off for the trip
and then get your breakfast.
Yeah.
And then go and see the animals do the safari, because that always opens a little bit later so you can
100%.
Turn it well before the crowds build. Yeah. Oh, I'm loving this day out. When you were last on the podcast, did we ask you about your perfect Disney World day?
Yes, I was very bougie. I wanted to stay in the castle.
Of course, yeah. I'm guessing that's not changed. Do you want to stay in the Cinderella suite?
I would love to stay there, you know, but I think now I've got DVC, I have options now, which is quite nice. So I think the dream for me, always being like a small child and going to Disney, was always wanting to stay in the Grand Flow. I think that's when you knew you'd made it, you know, if you could stay in the Grand Flow.
Totally, yeah.
You'd made it in life. We couldn't get any dates. So I'm on the wait list for a theme park view at the Grand Flow for our next trip, because I think that would be like the pinnacle. So that would be my ideal Disney day, waking up and going to sleep there and be able to watch the fireworks, not in the crowd.
Yes, seeing the castle first thing in the morning.
Exactly.
And hearing the ferries. Oh, the sound of the ferries first thing in the morning. Dad, I love the sound of that. Any top tips that you picked up over the last couple of years that we've not mentioned before? Anything changed for you? Or is it still like, I know what I'm doing here now. I'm a pro.
Yeah, it's still the same tip as I said to everyone when everyone asks you about going and what to do and what to book. And it's always like, don't try and do everything. Like, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I always said, somebody pick three things you want to do a day from each member of the family and make a plan. And this was a new trip for me because there's no fast passes anymore. I had to get my head around lightning lanes and all that kind of stuff had changed. But I do admit and confess we didn't use any. We were just very good at kind of timing the day. Like you say, if you know what rides to rope drop and if you're not fussed about seeing the parade, then that's when to go on the rides because that's when things are quieter. But one of my top tips is always if you want to watch the parade, watch it where it opens so that once you've seen it, you can dash off and do something while it finishes its circuit around the park.
Yes, I have got a top tip about the parade, by the way, at the end of this podcast.
Oh,
just to keep you waiting. But enough talking about Walt Disney World. Yes, we love Walt Disney World. This is a Disney World podcast. But like literally a few hours ago, you've just come back from Paris. You've been to the brand new, go on, what's it called again?
Adventure World. Frozen, I can't remember what the expansion's called. It's not just Arendelle, is it? World of Frozen. Yeah.
Now, when the park will be finished, because they're still building a few things, I think the Up attraction isn't ready yet, is it? And obviously they're building Lion King as well. Isn't it going to be like a 90% brand new park?
I would say so. Do you know, that park for me was always like a half-day park. When you went to Paris, you spent most of your time in Disneyland Park. And then, you know, you popped over to studios to do a couple of the rides or one of the shows, and that was it. Whereas I think what they've done now is basically build half a new park and shove it in and made it a full day park for sure.
So you got a little preview. Tell me, what was it like? What's the new bit like? Because it looks stunning.
It's so beautiful. I think this is going to be one of those parks that's going to come alive at night. I haven't seen it when I was leaving last night and all the lights were coming on. That's when it really shines for sure. But yes, we got in at 3 o'clock to Adventure Way, which is the new walkway to Arendelle. But that's all lit, very Parisian, very beautiful. And the first thing you come across is the Rapunzel boat spin ride. which that little area itself, stunning. Everything's purple, like all the gates, all the fencing, everything's all purple and lit. And that ride, I mean, it's basically the teacups, but
yeah,
it's stunning. And I think that's another one you must ride at night when they actually turn all the lantern lights on when you're on the teacups or the boats. But I think any Rapunzel lover is going to be obsessed with that area because it's so cute. And lots of surprises on the way up to Adventureway. I don't know if they just had all the entertainment out for the preview, but Rapunzel and Flynn will come out and do a little kind of sketch, little dance, a little performance for you. They've got a little area where they come out and do that. There was a traditional like French mime doing some entertainment.
Like at Epcot?
Yeah. It was very, very Epcot, actually. And there was some jugglers just entertaining on the waterway. So, yeah, it was all happening on the walk round. And there's the new restaurant, the new, actually, character dining, princess dining restaurant.
Expensive. It's like 100-something euros for a three-course meal.
Run a spinny, but it has a lounge. So if you're looking to just have a nosy and sit and look over the lake, you can just go in and order a drink at the lounge.
Oh, well, that's under that, yeah.
Yes, much, much better. More my area when it comes to that. A couple of shops to look at, which is always exciting for lots of new merch. And, we continue around the lake. We just went around clockwise. It was so strange not knowing where you're going.
Can you walk the entire way round?
Yes, okay. You can. Yeah. You actually walk past, they've got all the new artwork up for the Pride Rock attraction and the new kind of, and so is Paris's Splash Mountain. But that, all the artwork's up and you can see some of the construction over the wall if you peek. And you get into around the corner and you see Arendelle for the first time and it's absolutely massive. I don't know what I was expecting, with a couple of little shops and, you know, that was it. But it's like they've given the Norway attraction in Epcot steroids and blew up.
So, Jen, I think they must have gone, right, a lot of people are going to be coming here, so let's cater for a mass amount of people. Whereas Epcot, you know, that was a different ride, wasn't it, before it became frozen. So they weren't probably expecting the volume for that ride, but I'm guessing when they're building it from scratch, they can go, right, we can really spread this out a bit.
Yeah, and that whole land, the whole kind of Arendelle area is very Norway Pavilion, which is nice. So, you know, you do feel like you've kind of walked into Epcot a little bit.
Okay.
But, yeah, lots to see, a couple of shops, a new quick service restaurant, which we had a couple of bits from, was laughing because they do Swedish meatballs. So if any IKEA fans are going,
Isn't it supposed to be Norway? Do they do meatballs in Norway as well?
They must. Well, they were selling Danish beer there as well. So I don't know if it's just like Nordic.
Generic Nordic.
Yeah, exactly.
No school bread.
No school bread, no, sadly. No bakery. They need to sort that out. But yes, very good. We had a couple of the bits, very fish orientated. So they had the Swedish meatballs and then the rest of the kind of stuff was fish. We had some like calamari bites. They were great. And a couple of new drinks and things for the menu. But yeah, it was lovely.
What are the prices like for that quick service?
Actually very good. They're kind of moving more to like meal plan kind of ideas. So you're getting like a main dessert and a drink for something like 18 to 20 euros, which is basic Disney prices. But the dishes are looking better than quick service. It's given to Thule Canteen with like a big plate full of food, you know.
Good.
Like, and yeah, so I was quite impressed. And I didn't hear anybody moaning, which is nice. Everyone's impressed with what they're eating.
So, and what about the ride then? What about, because there's only one ride, isn't there, in the Frozen World of Frozen, which is the same that we've got at Epcot, which is the same they've got in Hong Kong.
It is. So Frozen Ever After. So the same ride as they've got in Epcot if you've been on it. It's just like I say, brand new. So it's going to be a bit tidier and cleaner when it comes to the animatronics and everything working all the time. But the ride queue was a little bit different. I think I was expecting a direct lift. So obviously you walk through kind of Oaken's shop and things like that when you are in Epcot. They've got a little kiss to that, shall we say, because you do walk past Oaken Shack and he's in his sauna. Okay. Which was holding up the queue. Everyone tried to take photos of him. He's good fun. the ride queue is lovely. And then the ride itself, absolutely beautiful. I think they've added a few elements that I don't remember from Epcot. Just maybe extra steam, smoke, whatever you want to call it, when you're going through the ice and it's kind of, you can't see where you're going because there's that much of it.
But, is it exactly the same kind of like track? Do you go the same way and move the same, or can you not remember? Or it just feels very familiar.
I think it's very much the same. The drops are the same. So the same, it's very much this maelstrom that they've picked up and moved. But very smooth, very good rides. And yeah, everyone was, it's very beautiful. It's you know, to look at, especially having the two drops, so it's got a little essence of thrill. But to all the scenes are absolutely stunning. So all the lights that they've put in, the animatronics. Olaf has never sparkled so much in his life. He's very glittery, very good.
I haven't been back to Epcot because obviously they've changed the animatronics a little bit in Epcot to make them, those weird faces they used to have gone now. So it'd be interesting to see, to compare the two. I will be going in a couple of months' time after. I have to just hang on. Did you get to see the animatronic Olaf that goes around on the little boat?
I didn't. I was absolutely devastated. This was like one of the things I wanted to do whilst I was at the preview. So he sometimes appears on the boats. They also have a puppet version. I think it's for adverse weather and things like that. They don't want him out on the boat. But he has his own little area that he wanders out. It's all undercover, and you can see there's fencing stuff around it, so it's quite obvious where he comes out. It's right next to the attraction.
Right.
And he does potter out there and have a little conversation and go away again. But I think we were just in at the wrong time, and we must have missed his little section of coming out, which is so sad because I really wanted to see him, but it gives me something to do next time.
Of course.
But we did see Oaken. Oaken's the new kind of meet and greet character.
He's gone about as well, is he?
Yeah, so really fun, really woo-hoo. Funny. Yeah, exactly.
Did he do that?
All the time. Like, and everyone.
That's his shit.
Yeah, and everyone back to him as well. I'm like, he's going to be so fed up hearing that when he goes back to his shack tonight. but yeah, so you have Oaken. Obviously, you've got the meet and greet of Anna and Elsa. That's all been done by a virtual queue.
Right.
So to try and get as many people through as you can. They've got their own designated meeting building as well, which is quite nice. And they've got a little baby troll that goes
down.
Yeah, met him. He's super cute.
Oh, he is cute. Now, because they had him in Hong Kong as well. And when I went to Hong Kong for a few days, every time we went, he wasn't out. And it was like literally the last day going, right, one more chance. We went, wasn't out, and as we were walking out, he came out. So I saw him at the end there, and he was mobbed. But yeah, so cute.
He was totally mobbed, I think, as soon as his friend that helps him, shall we say, appears. Even then, we were not busy when we were there because it's only the annual pass holder preview. It wasn't a huge amount of people. But as soon as he appeared, it was like every single person in Arendelle just fluctuated. So trying to get a little picture or hear him speak because he's got his little voice and things. It's very cute.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they manage the crowds for the first few months or the first year, because I don't know whether they're going to have a system for people to queue to get in the land. They'll definitely be queue to get on the ride, but we won't know until they officially open to the public this weekend. We're not going to know how they're going to kind of manage that and how busy it's going to be.
I can imagine, especially when we were looking at the Rapunzel ride, it had a 5-minute wait. It was basically a walk-on all day, so people were repetitively going on and off the ride. And I was like, that's not going to stay 5 minutes for long.
Nope.
When it opens, and then Frozen, I think, we only saw it get up to a 35-minute wait, and then kind of 4 or 5 o'clock, so maybe peak time, and everybody was hanging around that area. And I was like, probably the shortest we're ever going to see that queue. Let's take a picture of it.
What was the merch like? Did you get anything?
Oh, yes.
Of course.
So they have new Adventure Way and Adventure World merch, which is lovely. The new Spirit jerseys, they've got hoodies, no pins, very sad, but
no
pins. Situation.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, lots of new things. There's a whole Rapunzel area with all new merch in there. And then there's two shops in Arendelle, a smaller one where you can get face paint and hair styles for kids and adults. Very glad to say adults can join in.
So
they'll do face paint and face glitter for infants and adults, and then they've got hair options, so they'll do your hair up like Anna, or they'll pleat it like Elsa, and you get to keep things like their little crown for, and it's all made by the Arabis jewelry company that you get to keep. So I definitely had a look at that, but as it was raining all day yesterday, we're like, we're not getting our hair done today. So that's really fun. A nice little addition for adults to maybe go there, you know, early in the morning and get done up and look nice for the whole day. So
yeah,
really nice. And then, they've got the big merch shop. So you've probably maybe already seen the pictures of the new fleece that's got the Snuggies on it. It's a zippy fleece with the little Snuggies, and we were obsessed. We saw it at the when the kind of media day had went out, and it was the first look at the merch, and I was like, I really want that fleece. I hope they have it, and they did.
So
So
you've
I
got
was
it.
like, I've learned my lesson with Disneyland Paris. You buy it when you see it, because otherwise it sells out
It's
and
not
you
going to be
never
there.
get it. Yeah,
Well, we need to see a picture of that, please, Isla.
absolutely.
So we will have that on as soon as you're listening to this. We'll put that up, then you can see that fleece. How does the park flow now? You know, as you walk, because when you walk in through, what's the new entrance called that they've?
Oh, it's a
Was
Disney
it?
Premier. So,
Yeah. And then you're literally straight into that new avenue, aren't you?
yeah, so they've really, that's beautiful, that new area as well. And I always say to people, when you walk in, turn around and look at the exit and look up at the new windows they've put in, because there's lots of little silhouettes. It looks like an office building if you look up, but there's little silhouettes with Dumbo, there's Mickey, there's Ham from Toy Story. So yeah, if you look at all the windows, you can see the character silhouettes that are on the people's desks and hanging from lights. So it's loads of little Easter eggs, shall we
Oh,
say,
that
in
sounds
there. So
cute.
yeah, have a look there. But yeah, when you leave there now, basically straight in front of you, you've got Tower of Terror, just off to the left, and yeah, it's a straight shot down to Adventure Way. It's still gated just now, so the walls are still up. We got in a little side entrance for the premiere,
Right.
so when those walls come down, it's just this lit walkway, very like Parisian style streets and lights. It gives a bit of like the Remy Ratatouille area. But when those lights come on at night time and all the
Sounds pretty.
trees have got lights, oh, beautiful.
Does it all link round? Because I remember, obviously, because they were doing a lot of construction work last time I went, I remember there was a lot of dead ends
Yes,
at the
yes.
Studios Park. Does it all link round now? Like if I'm going round to Pixar, Toy Story, where all that is, and Ratatouille, does that all link through to the big new lake?
Yes, absolutely. So you can get in via Toy Story Land. They've added a new Jessie statue. So the one that's in Florida that you can see holding the lights. She's now been popped in to the Toy Story Land there, and that's the new entrance into Adventure Way from Toy Story Land. And you can actually get in next to the Cars attraction, which I'm so glad because I feel like the Cars attraction is so far at the back of the park.
I thought that had gone.
No, it's still
Oh,
there.
I thought they'd demolish that to build a new land. Oh, is that still there?
Still there, the little Cars. What was it used to be when the Backlot Tour?
It was, yeah. That's why I thought it had gone. Oh, it survived. Oh, well done.
No, yes, I do. I quite
Catastrophe
like it.
Canyon.
Yes, it's a little guilty pleasure when it's raining. I love to go on that ride. But yes, they've now opened up an entrance at the back of Cars, so you can get onto the new area that way as well.
All right.
Which takes you probably into the opposite side of the lake, where you've got the new food booths that are named after the Aristocats. So Chez Toulouse, Marie and Bellerice, and they all sell fun little feed. It like we had a lobster roll from one of them, very good, very good. And one of them sells the new ice creams with the princesses in them, which are going viral on Instagram because they're so good to picture.
Yeah.
And that's where Mr. Mouse, the mouse himself, is now meeting in his new pinstripe number.
I love that outfit that Mickey's got with his little hat, his
Yes.
little straw hat.
He looks very Bert from Mary Poppins.
It
That's what
does,
he's
doesn't he? I
given.
think that is he's
But
ripping off, yeah.
yeah, but no, he was meeting and greeting there. He's got his own spot just by the lake, so very pretty. So that's where you can meet him. He's right next to the entrance to the Cars area. So yeah, lots to see.
And did you catch the drone show? Because I know they've had problems with wind over the last few days, and sometimes it's been on, some nights it's been not, the new nighttime show.
Yes, so we had to leave for the flight, unfortunately, around
No.
8:30. But we did hear by looking online that the drone show didn't go ahead due to wind anyway. So we felt vindicated. It's fine. We didn't get to
It
see
feels
it.
like a relief sometimes, isn't it? I've
Yes.
got to go early. Oh, he's cancelled, is it? Oh,
Oh,
okay.
well, never mind.
Yeah, that happened to me in Disneyland in California. We couldn't make it for the fireworks. I'm like, oh, God, I can't do it. I can't do it. And some people waited for it, and then they went, "Oh, it was cancelled." So I was like, "Oh,
Oh, well.
kind of is what is it?" Yeah. So when are you back there next? Are you planning another return visit to see how it's all going now? It will be officially open.
Yes, so we're booked for more than a day this time. We're going for 3 nights in July, just to probably soak up some nice sunshine, hopefully. And yeah, get to do a full day in each park, get to see the nighttime shows, get to see all the little new bits and bobs that have popped in, and hopefully give it enough time to bed in between now and then. But that's not to say that if I find cheap enough flights, there won't be another day trip now in July.
Now, Skyscanner. Yeah,
exactly.
What else is going on at Disneyland Park? Because obviously when they open something new, they try and attract people to both parks. Is there anything there at the minute? I know they've brought back the, what's the little cavalcade, the little cavalcade show from a couple of years ago.
Oh, the Million Splashes of Colour.
Yes, that one. I love that.
That is not to be missed. That's probably one of the reasons I go to Disneyland Park. Just like a party in the park. Party in the middle of the park.
I love it. Yeah.
So good. It's not the Demon Shine Brighter show that they had for the 30th, but it's very close. But yes, that's still going on. And they've got their new Nighttime Spectacular as well. So that's relatively new. New drone show and things there as well. So that's good to see.
Do you know what times they're on? Is it possible, like, if you're only going for one, if you've only got one full day, can you do both nighttime spectaculars in both parks, one around the lake and one around the castle, or do they put them on at the same time?
From what I believe, they're on at the same time. Which I know. It used to be fine, because when Marvel had their little drone show, that was on an hour prior to the Disneyland Park drone show, so you could, if you were quick, do both. But yes, I feel like they've done this on purpose. So you have to go for two nights, you know, which
split
is fine.
People around.
I'll do it.
Yeah. Where did you stay, by the way, when you went? Did you stay on site at Disney or did you stay at Mille Vallées?
When we go, we normally stay at the High Park Hotel, the Adagio Serres High Park Hotel, which is a 10-minute walk from the parks, and is wonderful. It's got a little kitchenette and things in there. So it's good if you're going for a few days and you want to prep food or you've got family, they've got little apartments. But I've stayed on most of the, I was there twice in February. And the first trip we stayed, where did we stay? Oh, we stayed at Santa Fe. And then the second trip we stayed at the, where did we go? Sequoia Lodge.
Yeah, I love Sequoia Lodge. Have they finished doing the refurb on that now? Because they were building, still going on.
I had a non-refurbed room. I was really sad. I booked it for one, this was a two-day, one night. Booked it for one night in the hope I'd get a new refurbed room, but still got one of the vintage ones.
Yeah.
Very old.
Because they really need doing those rooms.
Very vintage, but yeah, it was fine. But the only hotel I have to stay in now is the Disneyland Hotel and the Marvel Hotel. So I just need to remortgage and...
DVC. Why don't they have a DVC resort? Well, I suppose because if it's American estate, isn't it? So you can't do it. But that would be good, wouldn't it? That would be
also good. And it was taking my year's worth of DVC points to spend one night in the Disneyland Hotel.
Yes, because you can use your points to stay in
you
Paris,
can.
but it's not worth it. Yeah, they're not DVC rooms, so yeah, no. It's not worth it. It's like using your DVC points to go on a cruise.
Yeah.
It is not worth it at all. One quick question. Yeah. How many days do you think you need to go to Disneyland Paris to make it worthwhile to become an annual pass holder? And can, if you've got a normal day ticket, can you upgrade it on the day to become an annual pass holder?
So I'll answer that question first. Yes, you absolutely can. That's what we've done. We booked one day tickets. We had a one day trip in January. We went out for the sole purpose of buying the annual pass before the prices went up, because it went up in February. So we went out for the day. We bought a day ticket just off probably Attraction Tix or one of the online sellers. And you go to the booth and you hand over your ticket. You say, I want to buy the annual pass, and they'll take that cost off.
Yeah.
Also works if you've bought a 3-day ticket and it might be more expensive. They'll take that cost off your annual pass. And it's hard to say. So money-wise... I think you have to go on maybe two good trips a year.
Right.
So two.
So not
kind of,
2 days, two, no, like, two big long like, weekends.
So, yeah, so I would say like a 2-night, 3-day trip. If you go on two of those a year, totally worth it. And then I would say maybe 4 or 5 day trips would pay for your annual pass as well. So, yeah, I think if you're going to go more than once a year, basically, it's worth it.
And you get perks, you get money off food and merch and stuff. What do you get off that?
Depends what tier you've got. I've went for the silver tier, which basically just means I get in 300 days out of the year. So I don't get Halloween or Christmas, which is fine. And you get 10% off food, merch, and free parking if you're driving. And you get money off the photo pass. The top tier one, the gold, you get your free photo pass included, you get 15% off everything, and you get in 365 days of the year. So it just depends which one you want to go for.
Cool. Well, it's lovely getting you back on the podcast again. Any more trips to Disney World now you're a DVC member? Is that already booked and in the bag?
Absolutely. So we're going back in September for our first DVC trip, and we've had to do a bit of a split stay due to the fact we were a bit late booking. We need to get better at this 11 months out situation. So we're spending the first 4 days at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Then we're doing a very bougie one night stay at the Riviera, because it's all they had left was a two bedroom. No. So we had to splurge a little bit of the points for one night just so we could actually get the trip, because otherwise there was nowhere to stay for one night. And so we're doing one night in the Riviera in a very bougie room, and then we're doing the rest of our time at, I want to say, Saratoga Springs.
And you might be there for Moonlight Magic, Epcot Moonlight Magic, which is a special night for DVC fans. Are you there for that?
I think so. I just need to do, and then get in research to find where the deluxe resort late night entry ones are, and to get the itinerary done. Whilst also missing the not so scary Halloween party, because obviously those days will be out
soon. Probably usually get Easter out of the way, and he'll be selling the Halloween, and then within weeks after that it'll be Christmas, and here we are all over again.
And I've just booked my very first Disney cruise, so I'm very excited to see what that's all about, because it's one part of Disney I've had nothing to do with.
And what are you going on?
We're going on the Wish next May. It's going around the Med.
And there's a lot of perks when you do the cruise when you're a DVC member. You go and find the DVC people every day. There's a free gift.
There's a
DVC gathering where there's free drinks. So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
take as much as you can.
Absolutely. If it's free, it's mine.
Exactly. It's free once you've paid thousands of pounds for it.
Yeah, don't talk about that. That's okay.
Disney, it's what I call Disney money. Disney
math. Disney money. Yeah.
It's Disney math.
Absolutely.
Isla, have a magical day.
And you.
Big thank you again to Isla, and we'll share some pictures from her trip to Paris over on our socials at PodMagical. It's almost Easter. I think it's the Easter holidays start this weekend, don't they? So as well as everything going on in Paris, we've got a lot going on in Walt Disney World. The weather, you're kind of talking mid to high 20s over in Orlando. Can still expect that odd shower. The pound to dollar at the minute is about 1.34. Over at Epcot, the Flower and Garden Festival continues. We've got live performances as part of the Garden Rock series this weekend. Peter Noon from Herman's Hermits. I saw him a couple of years ago. He's very good, actually. Chubby Checker next weekend, as in the twist. I didn't realise he was still twisting, but he will. He'll be twisting through Epcot next weekend as part of the Flower and Garden Festival. Meanwhile, there's loads of stuff happening for Easter. There's extra Easter treats. Over the Easter weekend, there's the Easter parade at Magic Kingdom. Well, it's more like the pre-parade before the afternoon parade. There's a mini Easter parade that goes on. And the Easter bunny will be meeting and greeting. So just as you come into Magic Kingdom, at the top of the main street, on the left there, that's where you can meet Mr. and Mrs. Bunny, just by City Hall in Magic Kingdom. We've got the Easter eggs going on as well that have been decorated in the resort. So have a little walk around and look at some of the Easter eggs that have been decorated in the resorts. Meanwhile, over at some of the other parks in Orlando, because there are other parks, I know. SeaWorld have got their Seven Seas Food Festival on at the minute. As part of that, there's some live performances. Soldier Boy this weekend, and Fitz and the Tantrums appearing this weekend at SeaWorld. Meanwhile, it's the last few days of Universal's Mardi Gras with the Brilliant Parade, where they throw out the beads. And the last performances, the last live shows this weekend at Mardi Gras is All American Rejects. So we finished the episode of the Top Tip. As I mentioned, it's something to do with a parade. And as Isla said, watch it when it starts over in Frontierland. But make sure you're standing around the Country Bear Jamboree. You need to be on that side of the park, because if you want to get out of the park, you've got to be quick. So you cut through the side. Don't follow the parade round, because you'll get stuck, because the parade goes to the top of Main Street and then goes right. So you won't be able to get out, because by the time you get to the top of Main Street, the parade will have gone past. So you, if you want to watch it from Frontierland, you'll need to be on the side of Country Bears. And as soon as it's finished, you go up the side there, past Jungle Cruise,
straight out. You might want to walk through the shops because it'll be quite busy on Main Street. And then if you come out of the shops at the top by the barbershop, hopefully you'll be able to cross just before the parade starts. But you've got to be quick. So if you want to watch the parade and then get out of Magic Kingdom, that is where you need to be. Either the afternoon parade or the nighttime parade. Watch it when it starts, but be on that side by the Country Bears. Cut through. Get out. There's a top tip for this episode. There'll be more top tips in 2 weeks and another guest to share their magical memories from Walt Disney World. If you would like to be on the podcast, I know I keep saying this and you might be listening going, oh, I've got nothing to say. You'll be surprised because you'll start talking about Disney World and suddenly there'll be a million stories and recommendations and tips. So do drop me a message. I'd love to chat to you at PodMagical, either on Instagram or on Facebook or on X, wherever you're following your socials. Give us a like, give us a follow, subscribe to the podcast as well so you don't miss it. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with another new episode. Until then, please stand clear of the doors.